Folks, this is Brandon Laura with Sports Noise Podcast, episode 15. It is July 1st, 2024, and why is it? I mean, I'm going to have to, bro, buckle your seatbelts. We got a banger today. We also got postponing week two predictions for week one of the NFL season. That's only because, I mean, if a quarterback gets hurt, my predictions could all fall apart, and then it could look messy. But we're focusing on the free agency or offseason for each NBA team. And start off with the Atlanta Hawks. Dyson Daniels joins the Hawks with a trade, so does Larry Nance Jr. And that is with the trade for DeJounte Murray. The Hawks traded DeJounte Murray away to the Pelicans. Next is the Boston Celtics, a.k.a. 2024 NBA champs. Luke Kornet returned. Is it Luke Kornet or is it like Luke Kornet? I think it's Net. But Luke Kornet, I'm just going to say Net. Luke Kornet returns on a one-year deal. Nemius Queta returns on a multi-year deal. And then Derek White agrees to a four-year extension with his contract. And then the Brooklyn Nets, Bojan Bogdanovic joins with a trade. He goes to Brooklyn with the New York Knicks, or should I say the Villanova Knicks. Because you got Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, Jalen Brunson, and now you got Mikal Bridges. Four out of five of your starting lineup is Villanova. Like, that's insane. And then that other fifth guy, it's OG Anunoby. Like, Knicks Thunder, I'm telling you, is gonna be the next four finals. I'm telling you, Knicks, Thunder, both great teams. The Knicks are not the youngest team, but I mean, they're going to get it done. And then Charlotte Hornets, Reggie Jackson joins with a trade from the Nuggets. Chicago Bulls, Josh Giddey trade with Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso gets shipped to the Thunder and Josh Giddey to Chicago. Jalen Smith agrees to a three-year deal. Patrick Williams returns on a five-year deal. Five-year deal, Patrick Williams. It's a nice move. And then Cavaliers, no moves yet. That's a boo. Dallas Mavericks, Quentin Grimes joins the trade with the Pistons. Quentin Grimes for Tim Hardaway Jr. Najee Marshall agrees to a three-year deal. And that was basically Derrick Jones' Jr. replacement because DJJ goes to the Clippers. As soon as I heard that, I started crying. I loved Derrick Jones Jr. He was one of probably my fourth best player behind. I'd say fourth best player because it goes Luka, Kai, and then PJ. PJ, just the mean mug in the playoffs. Staring at the camera. Sorry about that. And then Klay Thompson joins the Mavs in free agency. We got Klay Thompson. He's going to be getting so many wide open shots with Luka and Kai running the floor. Just pop out. Klay, bang. Bro. If the Thunder don't make the if they don't make the finals, it's going to be Dallas. Dallas, Luka, Kai, PJ. Lively. I think they'll probably go Gafford starting, and then Klay. Tell me one team that's stopping us. The Knicks, and the Thunder, and the Celtics, and the Nuggets. They probably got us. They probably are better than us. Nuggets, another boo. No moves yet. Pistons. They got Cade Cunningham agrees to a five-year extension. What are you doing? I mean, yeah, they got a little better, but who's signing a five-year deal with the Pistons? Tim Hardaway Jr. joins a trade with the Mavs. Tobias Harris agrees to a two-year deal. And then Wendell Moore Jr. joins a trade with the Timberwolves. Golden State Warriors' D'Anthony Melton agrees to a one-year deal. Chris Paul to be waived, become a free agent. Chris Paul is a Spur now. He's now a San Antonio Spur. He's with Victor Wembanyama. And Lindy Waters joins a trade with the Thunder as well. Rockets, AJ Griffin joins a trade with the Hawks. And then Aaron Holiday returns on a two-year deal. Aaron Holiday, I always get Aaron Holiday and Justin Holiday mixed up. Aaron Holiday is the younger brother. I'm pretty sure he was a Hawk, wasn't he? Wasn't he a Hawk yet? Yeah, no. AJ Griffin Hawks. Okay. Indiana Pacers, Pascal Siakam returns on a 4-year deal. Obi Toppin on a 4-year deal. He got like $60 million. Obi Toppin, congratulations. Give it up. I mean, you're a great player. Knockdown threes, athletic, good defender. $60 million, though. I mean, I love Obi Toppin. I'm not trying to just, like, make talk, but I really like Obi Toppin. Ever since dunk contest, I don't think he won, but I mean, $60 million, that was a little extreme. And then the LA Clippers, did they change? I think they changed their logo. I think it's now like that battleship sea. Just look up LA Clippers new logo, and it'll be like, it's kind of like you're just looking through a scope on a gun, and then you see a battleship through like the scope. But Nicholas Batum agrees to a 2-year deal. James Harden returns on a 2-year deal. Derrick Jones Jr. agrees to a 3-year deal. DJ Chake, new agent. Just destroyed him. Kevin Porter Jr. agrees to a 2-year deal. And then Lakers, the Cancun Lakers, because guess who's in Cancun? L.A. I can't say anything. Mavs are in Cancun, too. But Max Christie returns on a 4-year deal. Memphis Grizzlies, no moves yet. Miami Heat, Kevin Love returns on a 2-year deal. Milwaukee Bucks, DeLon Wright agrees to a 1-year deal. Minnesota Timberwolves, Luka Garza returns on a 2-year deal. New Orleans Pelicans, DeJounte Murray joins with a trade from the Hawks. New York Knicks, OG Anunoby returns on a 5-year deal. And Mikal Bridges joins with a trade from the Nets. And then the Thunder, Alex Caruso joins trade with the Bulls. Isaiah Hartenstein agrees to a 3-year deal. Isaiah Joe returns on a 4-year deal. And Aaron Wiggins on a 5-year deal. Orlando Magic, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope agrees to a 3-year deal. 76ers, Andre Drummond agrees to a 2-year deal. Paul George agrees to a 4-year deal. Oh, yeah, Paul George is a 76er, too. Like, how did that just happen? I knew he was discussing with... So, he wasn't going to be a Clipper. He didn't want to be with them. So, it was either Mavs, Sixers. I think it was Magic, too. Magic and, like, another team. But... And then Eric Gordon agrees to a 2-year deal. Tyrese Maxey agrees to a 5-year extension. And then Kelly Oubre Jr. returns on a 2-year deal. And then the Phoenix Suns, Bol Bol returns on a 1-year deal. And Mason Plumlee agrees to a 1-year deal. Portland Trailblazers' Denis Avdija joins via trade with the Wizards. Sacramento Kings' Alex Len returns on a 1-year deal. And then Jalen McDaniels joins a trade with the Raptors. Oh, I'm thinking of Jaden McDaniels. Okay. And then Malik Monk returns on a 4-year deal. Monk returned to Sacktown. Spurs, Chris Paul agrees to a 1-year deal. Did they sign him? I think they signed him. Because I think he was on a 1-year deal with the Warriors. And then Raptors been making moves. Scottie Barnes agrees to a 5-year extension. Davion Mitchell joins trade with the Kings. Emmanuel Quickley returns on a 5-year deal. And then I'm not even trying to say this guy's name. Sasha Venzikov joins via trade with the Kings. I could have gone that completely wrong. And you know what? I probably did get that completely wrong. But Drew Eubanks agrees to a 2-year deal. Omar Yurtseven to be waived becomes a free agent. And that is for the Utah Jazz. And then Washington Wizards. Malcolm Brogdon, a trade with the Blazers, is now a Wizard. Rashawn Holmes returns on a 2-year deal. And Jonas Valanciunas agrees to a 3-year deal. That is the off season for the NBA and MLB standings coming up. But thing I want to say, Obi Toppin, $60 million is insane. Paul George being a Sixer now. Chris Paul is a Spur. Klay Thompson is a Maverick. Klay Thompson, that just breaks up the big three of Draymond, Steph, and Klay. Splash Brothers are no more. Splash Bros are done. That's like saying the Mario Bros are done. Like that, if the Mario Bros are done, I'm done. I This world could not live without Mario and Luigi. It just couldn't. AL Central, Cleveland Guardians are in first, Minnesota Twins, Kansas City Royals, and then Detroit Tigers, following the Chicago White Sox, who are absolute dog water. Baltimore Orioles in first, New York Yankees in second, Boston in third, Tampa fourth, and then Toronto fifth. East, that was AL East. So I'm gonna say the first place team and then go down. Seattle Mariners, Houston Astros, Texas Rangers, Los Angeles Angels, and Oakland A's are the Rangers. They are 452. We're below 500. How did that happen? All right, so that's for the AL National League. And then we'll look at the wild card. Milwaukee Brewers, St. Louis Cardinals, Pittsburgh Pirates, Cincinnati Reds, and Chicago Cubs in the AL or NL Central. Philadelphia Phillies, Atlanta Braves, New York Mets, Washington Nationals, and Miami Marlins in the NL East. And then last but not least, the Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks, Giants, Rockies in the NL West. And let's see the wild card. Wild card, it's what? How many games are we in? We're like, okay, so let's just go off the Guardians. They're 52-30. That is what? 82 games. So we just got over half, because if there's 162 games, half of 162 is 81. I think that's right. Look at your calculators. I think that's right. I'm just gonna say it. I could be wrong. But wild card right now: Guardians, Baltimore, Mariners, Yankees, Twins, Royals. The Rangers would be cut from. I mean, they wouldn't be. Oof. The teams behind the Rangers are the Angels, A's, and White Sox. Rangers, come on. We're the defending World Series champions. Can't be having that. So it would go. So right now the wild card would be Guardians, Orioles, Mariners, Yankees, Twins, Royals, and then in the NL, Phillies, Brewers, Dodgers, Braves, Padres, Cardinals. So that's for the wild card in the NL. And so I'm gonna wrap this one up. This one was a shorter one, but happy early 4th of July if you live in America. Fireworks are going off everywhere. I'm actually going to a fireworks show Wednesday, and that should be fun. So I already went to a fireworks show, but just happy 4th of July. I'm going to wrap this one up. This was episode 15 of Sports Noise. We're getting the number up soon. It'll be episode 20, then 30, 40, until it goes hopefully into the four digits when you're like into the thousands. But first we got to get to the three digits, the hundreds. So that'll do it for today. I'll see y'all next time for episode 16, one step closer to episode 1000. I'll see y'all later. Peace.